Welcome again to Piano Passions. Now, it's not very often that we come across sister pieces by the same composer where one imitates the other. The Shower of Pearls and the New Shower of Pearls were the brainchild of the Limerick pianist George Alexander Osborne, and they inhabit a genre close to Leander Fisher's The Robin's Return or Sinding's Rustle of Spring, both huge hits as salon music in the 19th century. And well into the 20th century, they would still have been heard as showpieces performed by the accomplished pianist. Osborne's pieces were already circulating before The Robin's Return, at a time when there was an explosion in sheet music all over Europe and in America. His Two Showers of Pearls might never have existed if he had not set out to seek fame and fortune in continental Europe. He left Limerick for Brussels, aged just 18. I often marvel at the exciting lives many composers led back then. In 1830, Osborne volunteered for the Royalists in the Belgian Revolution. He was very nearly shot, but for a defect in his assailant's gun, and was then captured and put in prison. On his release, he went to Paris, where he formed friendships with many of the leading musicians living in the city, including Chopin and Berlioz, and became one of the most popular performers in the famous Parisian salons of the 1830s and 40s. It was among the glittering Parisian set that Osborne's Pluie de Perles was first premiered. This was a great way to publicise the piece. And it proved to have all the ingredients to tempt society ladies. The sheet music sold like hotcakes.
Thank you.
Osborne's Prix de Perle received an excellent review, which must have enhanced its selling power in France. When it was released in London a year later, it was said to have earned him several thousand pounds. It was lucrative in other ways too, as its fame quickly established Osborne's reputation as a fashionable teacher. However, the fame of the Prix de Perle was to haunt Osborne for the rest of his life. Here's an amusing story which serves to demonstrate its lasting popularity. At a fashionable afternoon party in London, to which he came very late, Osborne was invited to play and sat down at the piano and began the piece in question. To his surprise, the whole audience burst out laughing. But he would see the amusing side when he discovered that four other pianists had already performed the same piece that afternoon. So I suppose the Shower of Pearls ended up as something of a mixed blessing. However, he did reap the financial rewards, and it remained in print for several decades. His celebrity was at its height when William Makepeace Thackeray asked permission to use his name for a character in his novel Vanity Fair. Not one of the heroes, it has to be said, but he clearly consented. No time was lost in capitalising on the success of La Pluie de Perle. On its release, La Nouvelle Pluie de Perle, The New Shower of Pearls, achieved significant popularity too, although it never overtook the success of the original piece. So here it is, The Shower of Pearls, Mark II.